miniature model of an adult T-Rex for reference, along with the growing patterns of close relatives of tyrannosaurs, it's possible to work out the likely proportions of the baby. The starting point for the sculpture is a simple illustration.
So I'm going to start off. T-Rex, usually an adult, the skull is a great way to measure because it's so big. But in babies, the skull is going to be thinner. And the rule is always that the orbit is going to be larger. And also, when you look at human babies, you'll notice that they are about 3 heads tall versus an adult human, which is anywhere from 7 to 9, depending on how tall they are.
Do you find yourself at all looking at other people's reconstructions and thinking, oh, God, they've got that wrong?
Yes. There are a bunch of people who are out there who are coming from maybe film or special effects or something like that. They're doing this kind of work from a less informed background. So I'm very privileged to work with a scientist, and that's definitely an asset that I don't dare forget.
He's looking nice, this little T-Rex, this little two-year-old.
But with limited fossil remains, the reconstruction has room for creative license.
So can you draw me another baby T-Rex,
sure,
based on the same evidence, but taking it off in a bit of a different direction?
Let's do the same thing. We have our head. There's a lot of evidence that some of them had feathers, and that maybe some of them, when they were young, would have had some sort of downy covering that would have left in adulthood so that it would have been shedded before they were fully grown.
This little baby's looking extraordinarily bird-like and has really long legs.
Yeah.
Is this a reasonable interpretation?
There's nothing that says that it can't be this way.
Right. They're fantastic. It's the same creature, but they're very different. Even without the feathers here, the length of the legs is quite extraordinary in this one. And I love the feathers. I mean, that just immediately makes it look like a completely different creature. It shows you that there's quite a bit of room for artistic manoeuvre, I think, in these
yes,
in these reconstructions.
Definitely. Definitely.